Podsters, I'm going to take you through an experience that I had a few months ago, and it is not easy for me to talk about this, and I am sharing it because the more I hear about it, the more prevalent I see this experience to be. So what I'm talking about is burnout. And before you click away or maybe roll your eyes because you've never felt burnout before, or, you know, maybe you think that's an excuse for somebody being overwhelmed, I want you to hear some of these numbers. 49% of women report feeling burnt out. And I'm not talking about from their jobs, Podsters. I'm talking about from their lives. 49%. And that's only the women that are reporting it. So yes, everyone gets exhausted. Yes, everyone can feel overwhelmed. And also, if you are feeling as well, maybe a little lack of motivation, perhaps some negative thoughts are popping in your head that you're not used to. If you're feeling maybe detached from situations that you didn't used to feel detached from, these are all classic symptoms of burnout. And let me tell you, Podsters, burnout can last a week, it can last months, and it can last years, and it can last years and torpedo you right into a mental health state that you don't want to be in. So on this episode, we're going to drill down on burnout, the causes, the symptoms, and the treatments. And Podsters, trust me when I say there will be quite a few scenarios in here that you recognize. So buckle up, because we're going to talk all the things today. Are you ready to speak up, stand out, and get your seat at the table? If so, you're in the right place. Welcome to Unmute Yourself, the podcast where you'll get real-life anecdotes and actionable tools for you to step into your strengths, debunk imposter syndrome, truly know your worth, and show up like you own the room every time. I'm your host, Nancy Medoff, who did the thing and followed my passion for empowering women like you to unleash that inner spark and become who you know you are meant to be. I'm a diehard foodie with a raging Skittles habit who will not stop until women everywhere unmute themselves and truly thrive at work, at home, or wherever you may be. Let's do this. Podsters, we have a very important topic today. Today, we are going to talk about burnout. And because I know you, before you kind of tune out and multitask, I don't mind the multitasking, but if you don't think you've ever experienced burnout, I invite you to listen to this episode. And I'd say if 3 out of the 5 symptoms that we talk about, you have felt at the same time, that was burnout. The reason why I feel that way is because I experienced this several weeks ago. And while I may sound like my usual perky, upbeat, optimistic, extroverted self now, there was a few weeks there where I was not fun. So because these experiences happened to me, I like to talk about them. Because they happen to me, I know they're happening to other people and I hear from you. So I know that when I come on here and share something, particularly if it's something that a lot of people don't talk about, I hear from you. So the reason why I wanted to do this podcast ASAP is because on a recent Thrive Live, Thursday Thrive Live. So if you're not on Instagram at 11:45 on Thursdays, watching myself and Brenda Johnston on our weekly Thursday Thrive, which is on IG Live, say that 10 times fast. If you're not watching that, you should, because even though we don't love the word should around here, I invite you to watch it. We meet once a week and we talk about what's top of mind for us. You might remember Brenda. She's been on this podcast twice. I've been on her podcast once. I'm going on it again. She and I feel very strongly about similar things. We offer similar programs to our clients. We do it in a very, very different way. So if you enjoyed the Limitless Life, Living a Limitless Life podcast on Unmute Yourself, the podcast, you will love the IG Live. If you've made it over to Brenda underscore Johnston, J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N, on Instagram, then you know what I'm talking about. She's fantastic. And we get together once a week. We keep it at 15 minutes because we don't want anything to be difficult. Remember ease. We want things to be easy. So it's 11:45 to 12 on Thursdays. Anyway, last week or the week before you're here, the week before I'm recording this episode, we talked about burnout. And the chat really blew up. And there were a lot of really tough questions. There are a lot of women that I know that I feel are so together, and they were asking really hard questions, which led me to believe that they too are experiencing it. So here we go. We're going to talk about burnout. I am not talking about my job is burning me out. That could be possible. You could be in a job where you're burning out. You're working too much and you're burning out. What I'm talking about for the rest of the podcast today is life burnout. Simply being burnt out of whatever, of anything, of everything, of some things. And because I experienced it, like I said, I assume that y'all have experienced it. And you'd be shocked, perhaps, that almost 50% of women have reported that they are burnt out or have experienced burnt out. And that number, Podsters, was before the pandemic. Before the pandemic. And we all know what happened during the pandemic. Yes, everybody, you know, did what they needed to do to survive. We all chipped in. We all went back to basics with our families. There was homeschooling. There was groceries and looking out for our neighbors. And without a doubt, women face the brunt of this work. That's factual. That's not an opinion. So it's not surprising that women are burnt out. I'm not saying men aren't. About 39% of men say they have experienced burnout. So what am I talking about? Here are the symptoms. And when I before I record a podcast, I do a little bit of research. And it was really funny, actually, because I'm going to talk to you about the symptoms, the causes, and treatment. And the symptoms are pretty basic. It's the cause that I find hilarious, and we'll get to that in a second. So here are the five symptoms that I pulled that I think are the easiest to understand and identify. So there's exhaustion. And I want to make sure you understand there's a difference here between I'm tired versus I'm burnt out. I'm tired is physical. I can be tired and get some rest and I'm okay. If I'm exhausted and I'm emotionally tired, or I'm experiencing some of the other symptoms, which I'm about to tell you, that is different than just being tired. So just because you're tired or exhausted doesn't mean you're burnt out. You could indeed be physically tired. So the second is overwhelm. And you may recall that I don't love the word overwhelm. I prefer that people use the word overextended. And the reason why I prefer to use the word overextended is because usually you're overwhelmed because you're overextended. And overextended, you can solve for that. Someone can say, oh, you're overextended. Let me take something off your plate. If you're overwhelmed, and this is why it's an indicator of burnout, if you're overwhelmed, you can't manage. You can't manage it. You can't function. And no one likes to feel that way. The third symptom that I want to talk about today is cynicism. And so as I mentioned, I was going through this phase and it lasted a few weeks. So burnout can last anywhere from weeks to months to years, which is why I think it's important, if you're not sure if this applies to you, that you stay with me through this episode and consider maybe some of what you had been feeling in the past was burnout, or maybe you're feeling it right now. So the third is cynicism. And I am a very optimistic person. I was born thinking the glass is half full. I literally jump out of bed every morning. I think every day is just a new opportunity. And I truly believe this in my bones. So when I start feeling cynical or negative, when negative thoughts start coming into my head, and I don't mean usual negative thoughts, like somebody cuts me off and I think they're a loser. I mean, you know, why am I even doing this? People are tired of hearing from me. Is anybody even listening? This book is so boring. How can anybody still be reading it? So true. All of these thoughts went through my mind during this burnout. So this is cynical. You know, if you're envious of others and you find that there's a little cynicism there, that's also a trigger to look for. A feeling of hopelessness is what a lot of the experts say, along with the cynicism. So that for me, when I came out of this and realized what it was, I now know that, okay, so when I have those negative thoughts, that's a yellow flag for me. I know that I'm approaching burnout because I don't usually have them. Sure, I'm exhausted. I've been exhausted. Everybody gets tired. But the negative thoughts, that's not normal for me. And frankly, it was a relief when I figured out what was happening because I knew how to solve for it. I could find out how to solve for it and get back to myself. Okay, fourth is a lack of motivation or feeling like a failure. So there's days when we're all motivated. I love nothing more than staying in my pajamas until 5 o'clock on those days that I do that. I think it's fantastic. Everybody needs it. Everybody needs a rest. Everybody needs a day with nothing on their plate if you can manage it. What I'm talking about here is motivation to get out of bed, motivation to go to work, a lack of motivation to make lunch for your kids, a lack of motivation to be there for your partner, a lack of motivation to really do anything. So if you're feeling demotivated or a lack of motivation, that could be burnout. So the last, number five, and this is an interesting word. So the experts say detachment, and this really resonated with me. And at the same time, I worry about using the word detachment because you can detach. A common practice is to detach from the outcome of something. And that way you can focus on what you're doing rather than what you're getting out of it. So for example, if you launch a course or if you, nope, let's say you start your side hustle. Let's say you want to double down on your side hustle. Detaching from the outcome is a very powerful way to do what you want to do, live how you want to live, know what you need to do, serve who you want to serve, and not really worry about how much money you're going to make, or not really worry about if your website's going to be perfect. It's detaching from the outcome and focusing instead on the input. So that's very powerful. I did that a lot when I was first starting my business. It's a very common technique. What I'm talking about here as it relates to overwhelm or as it relates to, excuse me, burnout is detaching from your life or detaching from people, places, and things that used to bring you joy. Or detaching from even caring, like not even caring anymore. And that is not a fun place to be. So I'm going to pause for a minute. So we talked about exhaustion, overwhelm, cynicism, lack of motivation, and also detachment. So these are five symptoms. And for you podsters, I am going to offer you two more bonus symptoms. This is how it showed up for me. One was a little bit of a fog. I just felt foggy every day. Just, I couldn't really, you know, my to-do list just kept going from day to day to day. So that, there you go, lack of motivation. And I was just foggy. And for me, it's also decision fatigue. When I say to someone in my business, or if I say to Danny, I cannot make this decision. I simply need you to make the decision for me. It means that I'm done. Like I'm out. I can't. And that is a huge sign of burnout. Again, remembering the difference here. If you're saying, well, I'm exhausted, does that mean I'm burnt out? It could also just mean you're tired. The exhaustion is when you can't get physically re-energized by taking care of yourself. So let's talk about the causes, because this I think was hilarious. So I researched, I looked at a bunch of articles, and here was one of the definitions of the cause of burnout. Ready? Burnout is a form of exhaustion caused by emotional, physical, and mental stress. Okay, how many of you go through your life and you never have emotional, mental, or physical stress? No one I know. So there's always going to be stress in your life. This goes on to say, it is often caused by job and professional triggers, like the stress of an increasingly demanding job. I don't know anybody that doesn't have a demanding job right now. So I don't like that cause either. Other possible causes include feeling either permanently overworked or under-challenged, being under time pressure, or having conflicts with colleagues. Conflicts with your colleagues, that is a given. If you're on a team, if you are working together to grow and make something, you're going to have conflict. That's okay. That doesn't mean you're burnt out. So I did not like that definition or the causes at all, because I believe these are the triggers, and how you manage and respond to that is the cause or the indicator of burnout for me. Again, who doesn't have conflict with their colleagues? conflict isn't bad. It simply is. It's conflict. So how you manage it, if you start being irritable, being negative, being short, avoiding it altogether when typically you don't, if you're noticing how you're managing the stress or managing the conflict, that could very well be why you're burning out or the symptom that you're burning out. So because burnout can last weeks, months, and in some cases years, and in the research that I did, and it's not surprising when you look at some of these symptoms, exhaustion, overwhelm, cynicism, lack of motivation, feeling like a failure, detachment, those are the fast train to depression. So I want to talk about how to treat it and how to treat yourself or how to manage yourself when you are feeling burnt out. So the number one way to avoid burnout, I'm sorry, the number one way to treat burnout, I just gave it away, you're welcome, is to avoid it in the first place. You can feel yourself having these symptoms. You can feel yourself starting to feel overwhelmed. You can feel yourself maybe having a little negative thought come in here and there where it usually wouldn't. I'm not saying that people never have negative thoughts. I'm saying more than usual. You can feel that. You can look at your triggers. You can look at your patterns. You can look at your feelings and your thoughts. And when you see these leading to burnout, that's when you can call a timeout and you can check yourself before you wreck yourself. By far, one of my most favorite expressions, it wasn't The Bachelor. Was it The Bachelor? What was the movie? Anyway, check yourself before you wreck yourself. It was hilarious. I love that expression. And when I try to use it with a straight face with Danny, both of us just burst into giggles and we cannot. So it's a nice little, I actually use it as a, to kind of bring down the tenor in the room. It kind of deflates the situation. So in all seriousness, the number one way to make sure that you're avoiding burnout, you will not be surprised, is my favorite word, boundaries. So I'm talking boundaries with your boss, boundaries with your clients, boundaries at home. There are all kinds of episodes that we have which specifically speak to boundaries. And in fact, Podsters, I'm going to do you a solid and I'm going to link to all three of those episodes in the show notes. And if you want to write it down right now, so May 23rd, we brought on the boundary boss, Barb Nangle. Excellent episode. It's episode 51. So that was May 23rd of last year. And then for Thanksgiving, I brought her back and it was episode 76, which was November 14th. And even though that was a Thanksgiving, that was specific to the holidays, just listening to Barb and how clearly and calmly and firmly and kindly she states her boundaries will give you the confidence that I think you need to start setting them if you haven't yet. We also did one way back in the day. It was episode 20 on November 8th. So I'm of 2022, actually. So I'm going to link all of those in the show notes. Anyway, my point is boundaries. If you are working weekends and you don't want to work weekends, you can either tell your boss, I need you to work on this over the weekend. Okay, absolutely. I understand the assignment. I'd be happy to work on that Monday morning. Well, no, I need you to work on the weekends. I don't work on the weekends. My hours are typically Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. I would be happy to take a look at it first thing Monday. And actually, we use this example with Barb. Well, I need you to do it on the weekend. As I've mentioned, I can do it on Monday, or if you'd like to pick another time during the week, I would be happy to dive in then. Let me know what's best for you, Monday at 9 or Monday at 12. That's it. And I know it's easy for me to say that. The other thing you can do is you don't have to stand in the middle of town square and proclaim your boundary. You can simply not work on weekends. The action is the boundary. I worked with somebody many years ago that did this. We were all working like maniacs on the weekends. She never answered an email on the weekend. And I said to her one day, how can you even do that? How do you keep up? She said, I have a family and I'm not going to work on the weekend. She said, so I catch up on Monday. It was a non-starter. Can you imagine? She just didn't, which that was the boundary. Okay, let's talk about a boundary with your client. let's say you're in business for yourself, your client wants you to do something that's going to take a lot more time and you can't do it right away, right? So the client says, I need you to do this. Absolutely. I can get that to you by the end of next week. Well, no, I need it today. That's not going to be possible. Typically, I need 2 or 3 days notice in order to align the resources I need to be able to give you a quality product. I can get it to you by the end of Friday. Or you could say something like, absolutely, that request is out of scope. Let's talk about what a new scope agreement might look like, and we can take it from there. Lots of ways you can do that with a client. I don't want to spend too much time on boundaries because we have these three other episodes. And then, but I do want to talk about the last one, which is at home. I think it's as simple as I can't do all of the things you've asked me to do. Would you like to help me prioritize, or do you want me to do it? I think that is the easiest way. And I do that at work a lot too. Or I used to do it at work a lot. I can't possibly get to everything on my plate. So would you like me to prioritize, or would you like me to help you do that? So that's, or would you like to help me do that? I do that at home too. Like if there's 10,000 things to do at home, I can't do all of them. So which ones do you want to take and which ones will I take? All right. So a little bit of rabbit hole boundaries. This next one, which I love. So this is physical self-care. Let me tell you why I love this. I don't love the expression self-care because I'm old school. And for me, self-care means a facial or a pedicure or something like that. And that's not accurate. Self-care means taking care of yourself, whatever that means to you. That could mean reading a book. That could mean having a cup of tea. But for me, it means typically because of how I associate it, you know, a me day or me moment. So when I talk about physical self-change, and this is a game changer, this definition, it was for me. How are you taking care of yourself physically? Are you drinking water? Are you resting? I will give you a specific example. When I started to, the way I came out of this burnout was I went to bed at 9 p.m. in the bed sleeping, 9 p.m. two nights in a row, slept through the night and slept until 8 o'clock the next morning. I rarely do that. I'm usually up by 5 or 6. I work out, I do all the things. I was exhausted. And I remember Danny said to me, you know, who sleeps that long 2 days in a row? And I said, well, obviously I needed it. And I made it a priority. And that wasn't easy because there was a lot of other things to do during that time when I was sleeping, but I knew it. I could feel it and I knew it. Can you find some time for your physical self-care? Can you find some time for quiet? You know, if you have a family, if there's a lot of people around you, if you have a very active, you know, a lot of things coming at you, job, can you find a way to just sit in quiet for 5 minutes? I had Dr. Audra on here several months ago. I'll link that in the show notes too. She talked about 5 minutes in her car, like 5 minutes in her car, no one, it's just her in her car. And that helps her regulate her nervous system and really just kind of take a breath. Vitamin D is another favorite of mine, and also some kind of movement. And, you know, I don't want to say exercise. For me, it's exercise, but it could be movement. It could be stretching. It could be going for a walk. It could be getting from one side of the house to the other. If you're in the middle of burnout, sometimes that's all you can do. So it's just moving your body. It's really just moving your body. So the last treatment I want to talk about is connection. And that's a pretty loaded word for me. So that can mean human connection. That can mean connection to my past. That can mean connection between concepts. So that's why I love this word. So here's what I mean. First of all, it's making the connection. Oh, this way that I'm feeling, these 3 out of 5 symptoms, these 4 out of 5 symptoms, whatever, 5 out of 5 symptoms. Oh, okay, that's burnout. Well, now I can deal with it. Now I can name it and say it. For me, when I name it, that is 75% of the battle is, oh, okay, this is what this is. Because I wasn't feeling like myself. I didn't know what was going on. I was out of sorts. That is very unusual for me. And boom, when I figured out it was burnout, great. Now I know what it is and I can deal with it. The other connection that I want to talk about is connection to another human, connection to someone that you may share your life with, connection to someone who is close to you and saying, making that connection and saying, I think I'm experiencing burnout, so I'm not myself really right now, and I'm going to need you to lower expectations of what you need from me, or I'm not myself, so if I say something that that doesn't really feel good to you, I'm sorry, please let me know, you know, or just really making that connection for them so that they now know, oh, she's experiencing trouble right now and I'm going to help her, or I'm going to understand more, and then they can act how they act. The last piece of connection I wanted to talk about, and we talked about this on the Thursday Thrive IG Live. I want to talk about a connection to your past. And when I say your past, I mean your patterns. So Brenda and I were talking on this IG Live 11:45 on Thursdays, and she brought up the really good point that when you look at your patterns, when you look at your patterns, if you're trying to change a behavior and you say, well, I really want to do this, but your limiting thoughts is everything that follows the but. And then that leads to behaviors and that leads to repeated patterns. So here's what I mean by that. I really want to lose weight, but I don't have enough time to go to the grocery store and buy healthy food. Okay. So the limiting thought there is that you don't have enough time to go to the grocery store and buy healthy food. That limiting thought then impacts your behavior. You don't make the time to go to the grocery store and buy the healthy food. And this is a cycle that continues and continues and continues. I'm going to give you another example. So here's another one. So when I say limiting thoughts, I mean limiting belief. So you believe you don't have enough time to go to the grocery store. You believe, so therefore you don't make time to go to the grocery store. So let me give you another example. I want to work with a coach, but it's too expensive. So your belief is that it's too expensive. But if you dig deeper into that, what's the real belief? The real belief is that you really don't think it's going to work, or you don't believe that you're worthy of investing in yourself, or that you have the time to do it. So these are the limiting beliefs, and these become patterns. So the patterns become, well, like, I want to hire a coach to help me with my business, but I don't have the money. So then the pattern is you think about doing it, you don't do it, you never really take the action, and you're stuck in inaction. And that could apply to anything. So let's go back to the burnout, right? So you see these patterns and you see these patterns of behavior that aren't serving you and that you know are going to lead to burnout or you not being your best self, and connecting to those patterns and connecting to those untrue beliefs or limiting beliefs, that's part of how to avoid the burnout. Again, it's like I knew something was up and I'm like, yep, this usually happens in Q1. I don't know why. I mean, I need to do the work to find out why, but usually happens in Q1. This is a pattern. It happens every year. Why? So that's something that I need to get under. Anyway, perhaps we'll do that on a live coaching episode. So sleep, talk, move, connect, physical self-care, water, name it, say it. The last that I want to talk about is therapy. And this was recommended as one of the tactics to how to deal with it. And the reason why I put this last is because I'm not a therapist and I'm not a mental health expert. I strongly value any kind of help anybody can get with their mental health. And when you're talking about burnout, again, weeks, months, years, that is no way to live. So if you can't get yourself out of this burnout, perhaps it's time to talk to a professional. That was kind of a bummer way to end it, right? So let's go back to the fact that we're coming out of Q1. So we are coming out of Q1. Spring is here. If you're feeling burnout and you think that you'll just naturally come out of it, that's fine. I encourage you to take maybe one or two of the tactics that we talked about, maybe a little around the physical self-care, get some vitamin D. Those of us in the Northern Hemisphere are just coming out of a very limited amount of vitamin D from the sun. So Podsters, that is my podcast for you today. I hope you're not experiencing burnout. And if you are, I want you to know that you can absolutely get yourself out of it. It is common, 50% of women. And that's just reporting it, by the way. It's probably higher than that. And if you want to send me a DM or an email or Skyscraper or however you want to get in touch with me, it's Nancy_Medoff at Instagram. I would be happy to talk to you and kind of spitball some ideas on how to get through it. So spring coaching is open. I am winding down Q1 coaching engagements. I'm open. This is 3 months, me and you, one-on-one. The applications are in the show notes, and I would love to talk to you more. What happens really, the application, it's a pretty quick questionnaire, and then we hop on a call and just want to make sure that it's the right fit for you. And I want to make sure that you are getting your money's worth. As I have mentioned, 11:45 every Thursday, I am on IG Live, either my page or Brenda's page. And last, if you are not a member of the Confidence Community yet, this is a weekly newsletter that I send out, or it's an email that I send out. I have recommitted to doing that every week. I've been doing it every week, probably the past 6 months. And I love hearing the feedback from the community. So that also, there's no charge for that. Just hop on. Once a week, I pop in with either a fun anecdote or something that's happening and that I think you'll relate to. And it's a really good way to just continue to boost your confidence, set those boundaries, and thrive. That's all for today, Podsters. Thank you, thank you, thank you for showing up with me every week. I love you, and I will talk to you next week. That's a wrap, Podsters. And before we go, I ask you, what's one thing from today's episode that you'll use this week to unmute yourself? DM me, email me, send a smoke signal, whatever you need to do. Let me know what you're going to do differently. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone you know and leave a 5-star review on Apple. This helps me spread our message of empowerment to more people worldwide. Let's do this.